You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia, how are you?
Morena Rachel, sorry.
Microphone's just going mind of its own, eh?
I'm good, how are
you? It's like spurring up.
Yeah.
Good, and excited to be talking about the show you brought in today, because we actually had the director in yesterday,
Ooh.
Alexander Gander. What are we chatting about this morning?
His awesome little documentary, Every Word Counts.
Oh, great. I'm really glad you liked it. We didn't tell you we had Alex in yesterday. You had no idea. So this is an unplanned
meeting of minds.
Exactly. Yeah. So what is it about for anyone who did miss the chat or who hasn't seen it pop up online yet?
Well, it's about a 28-minute documentary for the spin-off, and it is about the world of competitive Scrabble in Aotearoa.
So cool.
So interesting. It follows three really kind of different characters, Laura, Lawson, and Dale. I keep saying Dane. I'm pretty sure it's Dale. And it kind of centres around those three and kind of their everyday lives, how they manage, you know, normal life, work, family,
mm-hmm.
with being competitive Scrabble players, and the effort and the time and the training that goes into that. And it's all about leading up to the national competition, which is at the one, kind of one of the local, I think it's the Howick Bowling Club, which is really cute. It's really like low-key community vibes, but the stakes seem really high in the world of this, so which I really like, because they always talk about stakes and, you know, creating documentaries or whatever drama, but in the scheme of the world, it's small, but then in the world of this documentary, you're suddenly very invested in it, which is great.
I love that. I also love to discover something in your city that you didn't know existed, that has its whole lore and its world and its kind of culture around it. It's a very cool thing to see people be passionate about something.
Yeah, so passionate. And I think what really grounds it is it's really just everyday people, like your colleagues at work, your mum, you know, like Laura's a, you know, co-parenting, she's moving house, there's a lot of sort of stresses in life, but she's, you know, there's something very like earnest about her and her dedication to her, you know, to becoming a competitive
Scrabbler.
I was about to say Scrabbler. And then Lawson, who's just really funny, kind of got this quite comical, self-deprecating humour at times, but he's very optimistic. And it's just like people that you would meet on the street or just, you know, meet in your everyday life who are invested in this world that you don't often get a glimpse into.
Totally.
Which is cool.
So obviously Alex is also himself stepped into the world of professional, well, competitive scrabbling. I wonder if we are using the wrong terminology there. Scrabblers and scrabbling. I don't know if there's better words for it. but that must add quite a specific lens to the doco as well. How does that work?
Well, his direction's really, really good. I think it's a beautifully shot and beautifully composed documentary. I think part of the insight that he gives is it's really intimate, and I think it's like he knows, as someone who is obviously doing it, what to look for and like what you're meant to be doing, you know, at home on your computer. There's this kind of Apple game that they use where these like words, and you've got like a timer in which you've got to unscrabble them or scrabble them together. And
oh wow!
It just shows, I think it's Dale goes through that process.
Yeah.
And you know, you would only know to kind of capture that if you were in that world. And so I think his access to it is very intimate, but it gives it this, I don't know, how would I explain it? I think you can see his own personality kind of bought into it, and
totally.
The way that it's composed and the way that it's shot and just the kind of intricacies of and the details.
Yeah.
That it's not just sort of a broad sweep. It's very intimate with these characters and their lives. And yeah, it's just like a really pleasurable watch, and it goes quite quickly. The editing, it's got a nice pace to it. I really enjoyed it.
It's nice to have something to watch at the moment that I think reminds you how lovely communities are. I think we're all feeling quite burnt out, exhausted. There's a lot of terrible things happening in the world at the moment. It's really nice to be like, oh, the people in your neighbourhood are really cool and really great, you know? Sounds very cheesy, but I've definitely been finding myself leaning into watching stuff that kind of celebrates that at the moment.
Totally. I think what I was getting to was a very roundabout way of saying he takes very like inside point of view. It's not from the outside looking in. It's like someone who's in that world and can understand the nuances of it, which I think really translates well to screen. It reminds me of I could be making this up, and I've had this in my head since I was a kid. There was a documentary I watched. I was like five. It was about a spelling bee.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone knows, it's an amazing documentary about these kids doing like a competitive spelling bee.
Is it American? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm like,
this is ringing a bell for me too.
I feel like I've seen this, and then I've mentioned to people, they're like, what are you talking about? But if anyone knows, but I remember watching and being like, wow, like there's these kind of these high stakes little worlds with like competitive spelling or spelling bee and Scrabble, and it kind of reminds me of that when I was watching it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. If anyone can place that documentary for Latia, 5395. I hope it's not, you've not Mandela affected yourself
on
that one.
I know, I really hope.
I'm really bad at that, being like, I remember this thing from childhood and it's not real.
Yeah. It was a dream.
Yeah, but that does ring a bell for me too. I feel like it probably got screened on TVNZ or something.
Yeah. It was a long time ago, but I remember it being really good as a kid.
Made an impact on you as an artist. Mm. Did. Mm. Latia, thank you. Remind us of the name of the show we're talking about.
Every Word Counts. You can watch it on the spin-off TV, I think, on their website. I think also on their Instagram. Now it's watchable, and it's cool. A great little watch, perfect for the weekend, and really, really well done.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Latia. Thank you. Great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
You too.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.